right. Hello and welcome to another episode of Big Sad Fun, a sports podcast. My name is James Johnson, and I'm here with my co-host,
Edward Dickey.
Edward, we got something fun today, but we're going to make it all part of our entire show, our Big Sad and Fun. Oh, you've got some special sad things to discuss, but we'll get to that. Go ahead.
We're kind of throwing out a little bit of the formula here, just because we had a fun idea.
We have a fun idea. It's one that we came up with and no one else has ever done before, except for, I think, every sports show ever done this.
This is completely our idea. Yeah. We have never taken inspiration from anybody. Nobody has ever taken inspiration.
This might be the very first sports podcast.
I think so.
Yeah, I think we're groundbreaking.
Innovators.
Here. Innovators, that's exactly right. So for our big today, what we're going to do is we're in spirit of the NCAA bracket, in the NCAA tournament.
Which got kicked off yesterday. Wild.
I didn't watch a single game, which is sad.
I watched some on my phone.
On your phone. Big loss for Kentucky. Oof. I did hear about that.
Man, that's tough for those Kentucky folks.
But you know what's more fun than men's basketball is sports movies. And so what we're going to do is fill out a bracket for the greatest sports movie. We're having a competition over the next few weeks. So for our big segment today, we're going to fill out our bracket. We got 64 movies here divided into four different regions or four different areas, including football, basketball, baseball, and then other.
Yeah, well, because there's a lot of sports movies, but like there's not enough boxing movies to necessitate an entire boxing bracket.
There's a boxing fan out there right now that's like, there's so many boxing movies.
Yeah, but like there's three good ones.
All right, so let's start off with filling out our bracket for the big, and then we'll come back to this section at the end, and do the first round. And as we get further down into the competition, as the rounds go on, we'll talk a little bit more about the actual movies themselves. But what we want to do now is fill out the bracket. So
we don't have time to do a full
64 film analysis.
A full diagnostic of 64. Diagnostic isn't the word I'm looking for, but you know what I'm trying
analysis,
to say.
Yeah, I got
there
you.
It is, of 64 movies. I wish
let's,
we did, but we
let's
don't.
Let's put Rocky under the hood and see what's going on.
Yeah. Speaking of.
Our first seed in the other sports bracket is Rocky.
And we will tweet out a full, once we kind of fix this up a little bit, we'll tweet out a full picture of the bracket.
That's right. And we'd love to have you guys give us your opinion on who you think should win where and what and why, and how we get right and how we get wrong. We're just two idiots
who talk into microphones for some reason.
Exactly. Okay, so for our first bracket, we got Rocky in the first seed going up against number 16, Slapshot.
I mean, this is going to be a track meet. I mean, everybody knows Rocky. It's a great movie. And so I think what we're kind of doing is one movie can kind of represent the entire franchise.
That's right.
Just because I don't want to, you know, have at the end Rocky 3 versus Rocky 2. I don't know.
Exactly. That would obviously be Rocky 3 with Mr. T. But Rocky, you know, won Best Picture. We'll talk about these movies later, but you're right. So Rocky
versus Slapshot, which I'm sure is a great movie, but
Paul Newman, man, it's great. It's great.
Thank you for coming out.
All right, so then our 2 versus 15 is Caddyshack is our 2.
Oh.
The 15 is The Wrestler.
Now, I would argue The Wrestler, you could say it could be higher. But I think there's a lot of stiff competition in this region.
Absolutely.
But The Wrestler is a great movie, but Caddyshack is phenomenal. You got Mickey Rourke taking an inside look at the world of pro wrestling. That's fascinating.
Right. In fact, I think he was nominated. He maybe won.
Yeah, and he was going to have a match with Chris Jericho at WrestleMania, but he backed out because they didn't want the Oscar people looking down upon WWE.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's a whole story.
All right, our 3 is Happy Gilmore, great classic movie, versus MVP, which it was your addition to one of your additions to our bracket here.
MVP, a seminal film. It's Most Valuable Primate, and it's a monkey who plays hockey, much in the same vein of Air Bud, but the monkeys are a little more dexterous, so it makes a little more sense.
It seems to be there was a rash of those, hey, look at this animal that can play sports
in
movies.
Yes, right? And it's full of all of the camp of early 2000s. That being said, I mean, Happy Gilmore, who hasn't gone on a golf course and tried to Happy Gilmore shot at least once?
Exactly.
I mean, it's
an awesome
movie.
Or try to fight Bob Barker. I did that once, didn't work out.
Price is wrong.
So So our fourth seed is The Karate Kid, classic movie, also standing in for all the Karate Kids.
Yeah.
Versus 13, we did have Million Dollar Baby here, but I remember now that we cut it out for The Fighter.
Yes.
So let's put The Fighter in here. Million Dollar Baby, Academy Award winner. I hate that movie. So
James,
out. I think out.
James could do an entire podcast about how much he doesn't like Million Dollar Baby.
I do not. That movie... we'll do something else. We'll do an entire podcast about Million Dollar Baby at one point.
You'll do it. I'll just say,
Our 13th seed then is The Fighter.
Now that,
and that's a great movie.
Yes, that was Christian Bale and what's his face?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm trying to, I've seen it. I'm trying to remember it.
It's Christian Bale and Marky Mark.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Our 5 seed, Mighty Ducks, again, standing in for the whole franchise versus Cool Runnings.
Man, that is a great matchup.
That is a great matchup. That's a nostalgic matchup right
well,
there.
Well, yeah, that's two like 90s kind of like Disney-inspired movies. That's a good matchup.
All right, go for the leg. Go for the leg. Sweep the leg, Johnny. All right, our number 6 seed is Talladega Nights versus Dodgeball.
We somehow got the comedies.
In our 11-6
matchup.
That is going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to that conversation. Our 7 seed is Tin Cup versus number 10, Miracle.
Miracle, great film. Tin Cup, pretty good golf movie.
Yeah, I love that movie.
I've seen it a bunch. Enjoy it. Miracle, obviously, fantastic story and great movie. So that's going to be another fun matchup.
Our 8 is ranked way too low. And we should say that we borrowed a bunch of these seedings from... other sports movie brackets that don't exist because this is the first one.
Yeah,
had they hypothetically existed, then we had borrowed this from somebody else. And they have
we definitely
Raging
didn't
Bull.
Take it from a radio station in Sacramento.
Yeah, we did not. But shout out to KHTK 1140 AM in Sacramento. We know you're listening. So the number 8 seed is Raging Bull versus number 9 Creed. And I kind of see some of their logic of what they're doing here now with these boxing movies going up against each other.
Yeah. Literally fighting it out. Those are two very good movies. And Creed, I think you got to throw in Creed 1 and Creed 2.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's a good matchup.
It is a great matchup. All right, and then our 9, let's see, that was 8-9. Then I guess that's it.
Yeah.
So there's our first bracket, other sports. Let's go move on then.
We're a real professional show here.
Yeah, hey, man, we're on top of our game. If there was a bracket for sports podcasts, we'd be the number 1 seed, and there wouldn't be any other seeds because this is the very first podcast. All right, so then in our moving to the baseball region, this is I think one of the most fun ones. Baseball movies are some of my favorite movies.
Oddly enough, like I feel like boxing and baseball can produce the best movies.
There's a drama there. I mean, you have to, right?
Well, and boxing works because you have your third act.
Yeah,
the fight.
Yeah, it kind of writes itself.
Yeah,
to be fair. All right, so for baseball, our number 1 seed is Field of Dreams, obviously, going up against the Benchwarmers.
Benchwarmers is a great movie. Field of Dreams is on my top 10 movies.
I have a prediction Field of Dreams is going to do pretty well in this competition.
Yeah.
Our 2 seed is The Natural versus For Love of the Game. So we have
For Love of the Game is a great movie.
We have Robert Redford going up against Kevin Costner. A classic Kevin Costner. I love that movie. No, okay. Kevin Costner for Love of the Game. Our 3 seed is The Sandlot, which is a classic.
Oh, great movie.
I love that movie from my childhood.
Going back and watching it, it holds up pretty well.
Which I think is got a better matchup here since we edited this bracket, going up against Rookie of the Year in our 10 seed. No, that's not right. Is that right?
Up
against Pride of the Yankees.
No.
The 14 seed.
No, because Sandlot's the 3.
Yeah. So
yeah. 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 So yeah it's going up against Pride of the Yankees.
Of the Yankees is the 14 seed. Wow.
Ooh,
We made a great choice there, Edward. that's where Lou Gehrig gets Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
Really should have seen that coming.
Well, and you know, another real uplifting film.
Yeah.
lots of happy moments and laughs there.
Our 4 seed is Moneyball, kind of a newer movie, but I think fantastic, written by Aaron Sorkin, going up against a classic Tom Selleck thriller, Mr. Baseball.
Which, so when I saw Mr. Baseball, I was thinking of the Bernie Mac movie, Mr. 3000. But Mr. Baseball had to be reminded. That's a fun movie.
It is a fun movie. I remember.
And I mean, Moneyball was awesome.
All right, our 5 seed, one of my favorite baseball movies of all time, Bull Durham, going up against our 12 seed, The Rookie. You looking for a 5-12 upset there?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right, yeah. I like that. Our 6 seed is League of Their Own. And great going movie. Up against 11 Angels in the Outfield.
Ooh, that's another tough matchup.
Yeah.
I mean, yeesh.
And by Angels in the Outfield, we mean the remake there, right, from the 90s? You didn't even know there was an original, did you?
I did not.
Okay, well.
You mean Danny Glover wasn't the...
Oh, it was Danny Glover and Christopher Lloyd. Was he in that movie?
Yes, he was the angel. And with the two kids, yeah.
All right, excellent, okay. So that is, let's see, that was our 6 and 11. Our 7-10 is Major League, and again, including at least the first two movies.
Yeah.
versus Rookie of the Year, which is, I think that's going to be a fun matchup. That's interesting.
I get the Rookie and Rookie of the Year mixed up in my head. Rookie of the Year was the kid with the arm tendons too tight, right?
Right. Right, so...
with Chet Stedman.
That's right.
Talk about a great baseball name.
And then our 8-9 is... 8 is Bad News Bears going up against the Jackie Robinson Classic 42.
Ooh, that...
In the 9 seed.
And now for Bad News Bears, we're talking the original.
The original, yes.
Not the...
No remakes allowed in that particular department. All right, moving on to football then. Another fun bracket with a lot of great movies in it. Our first seed is Remember the Titans. Going up against the 16 seed, Little Giants. Great movie, bad seeding for the bad pool. Bad pool for them.
Man, Little Giants is a great movie, and I mean, we'll get into it more later. But that's a tough draw, man.
It is a tough draw. Sorry about that. 2, which could have been the one, Rudy. Going up against another old classic football movie in the 15, North Dallas 40, which is a great film, but it is very old, and a lot of people haven't seen it.
I haven't.
That'll be a great conversation then. Our 3 seed is the Jerry Maguire, kind of a peripheral football movie, but dealing with some of the backstory and the background.
I think we said football adjacent.
Football adjacent. So we got Jerry Maguire, number 3, going up against Necessary Roughness, number 14, old 80s, maybe early 90s movie about college football. Let's see, 4 seed is Friday Night Lights, a modern day classic versus The Replacements, another modern day classic in the 13 seed with
Falco. I don't know if I would say Replacements is a modern day classic.
I would say so, because anything Keanu is in is a modern day classic.
All right, I mean, right. I think we might need to work on our terms of modern.
Our 5-12 is Any Given Sunday versus We Are Marshall.
We Are Marshall is very underrated. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it is. It is. Any Given Sunday is an underrated movie.
It is.
That was really about kind of a little bit about the Falcons going on there with when Vic came in. There's a little backstory there, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Our 6 seed is The Waterboy versus Leatherheads, number 11.
Waterboy, such...
You can do it!
Such an awesome movie, man. The amount of Adam Sandler movies on here makes me very happy.
It makes me very, very happy. Our 7 seed, The Longest Yard.
Another Adam Sandler movie.
Versus Brian's Song.
We had this conversation yesterday about which Longest Yard.
Yeah.
You said Adam Sandler over Burt Reynolds, and I said Burt Reynolds is in the remake.
Of course he is. I think he's probably in the remake of, we'll just leave that alone for now. All right. So we have
Longest Yard, Brian's Song, man, those are two... Couldn't be more different thematic movies.
Know, right? Right? That we're going to have to decide when we get there whether we want to laugh or whether we want to cry. Our 8 seed.
Just put me in the middle, bro.
Our 8 seed is a movie that I dislike, but that you tend to love, apparently, is The Blind Side.
Very good movie.
Versus one of my favorite football movies of all time, the 9 seed, Varsity Blues.
So I might be a little blinded with The Blind Side because it was all filmed here when I was in high school.
Is that right?
And so, like, a lot of my friends are extras in it. And I don't know. I enjoy it. It's a good movie.
It got Hugh Freeze a job at Ole Miss, so
it did. Well, and I also read the book.
Okay,
and that
so you
helps.
Got some background. Yeah. There. All right. That's our football bracket. Let's move on to basketball. Finally, basketball. Number 1, obviously, Hoosiers.
Great
going
movie.
Up against number 16, obviously, Air Bud. Another animal that can play sports. Our number 2 seed, White Men Can't Jump. Classic movie going up against another classic, Celtic Pride in the 15. Our 3 mm-hmm. seed is Space Jam, and here we mean Michael Jordan, not LeBron James.
Although I saw the remake, it wasn't bad.
Do you want to throw it in there?
We're good.
Okay, I think Michael. We'll go with Michael. That's we are not making any comments about who's a better basketball player. We're just talking about Space Jam, the movie.
We'll talk about the remake a little later.
That. Okay, all right. Going up against 14 seed, The Air Up There.
Which is a movie I had to, because I remember seeing a movie that I really liked and having to Google it. And then it was like, oh, it's in there.
We did spend about 15 minutes trying to figure out whether or not this movie was in there. And then you found out it's already in our brain.
A good movie about a coach, I believe, going to Africa and finding a player. And then
I believe it's about this. Okay, cool.
It's cool.
All right. And then our 4 seed, He Got Game. Classic movie with, was it Ray Allen that is in that movie? It is Ray Allen.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it is Ray Allen. Denzel Washington.
He has some other name.
Jesus. Yeah,
Jesus Shuttleworth.
Yes, Jesus Shuttleworth. That's a great movie. Going up against the 13, Above the Rim.
Isn't that the Shaq movie?
I think so.
We'll look it up when we get to it.
We'll look it in a second. Yeah. All right, so...
I'm wrong.
And then you're wrong. That's not untypical.
It's not.
Our 5 seed, Coach Carter, going up against Like Mike in the 12.
Two fantastic movies.
Mm-hmm. Our 6 seed is Basketball Diaries, going up against the 11 seed, Love and Basketball.
Basketball, very romantic movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that Spike Lee?
Probably. I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
It's been a while since I've seen a lot of these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and then our 7th seed is going to be Hoop Dreams versus number 10, Semi-Pro.
Now, Semi-Pro I've seen a lot more recently.
Yes, and it's a great movie. Funny.
Hysterical.
Funny, funny movie. And then finally, our 8th seed, Blue Chips, that's a Shaq movie.
Yes.
Versus number 9, Teen Wolf.
Which the fact
Michael
that
Michael J. Fox.
The fact that Teen Wolf is considered a basketball movie.
It's fantastic. It's the same way that Jerry Maguire's football movie.
Okay. I think Teen Wolf is more about them.
You see that guy when he became a werewolf and was out there basketballing?
Yeah, it was wild.
Basketball. It was great. And then he rode that truck like a surfboard. classic basketball maneuver, man. All right, well, that's our bracket. All right, and so we'll return to this bracket for our fun later on as we actually try to make out decisions in this first round. And then next week we'll talk about second round and we'll move on from there. Now we want to shift from our big to our sad, and I'm going to play some sad music in the background here, because Edward, you have a...
So I'm not going to dwell on this for too long.
Go ahead, dwell. Do what you got to do to get clean and get clear.
I mean, I feel like, you know, we're getting ready to go into a weekend. I don't need to just be putting all this negative energy out into the air.
You know, but you got to be honest and confess what's really going on inside your heart. So there's some bad.
There's some demons.
There's some demons happening here in Atlanta sports.
Let's start off with. I'll come back to that bracket. Let's start off with the Freddie Freeman situation.
All right, now who is Freddie Freeman?
The MVP 2 years ago. A guy who just led us to the World Series, team captain of the Braves.
Now he sounds pretty important.
Very. A fantastic player, but I think a lot of his value comes from what he would do as the team captain. And to quote a tweet from Jock Peterson, talent wins during the season, chemistry wins in the postseason.
And who did Jock Peterson just sign with?
The Giants, I want to say?
Yeah, something like that.
Which... good for him.
Neither here nor there.
Yeah.
He's not Freddie.
No, and I like Jock, but that was a pretty crowded outfield with Acuna coming back.
So it appears as though Freddie is going to be leaving the Braves.
He signed,
okay.
And from what I've gathered, at least, he really wanted the 6-year deal. Braves seemed to give him a 5-year deal. Obviously, I'm not in the front office. I don't know what all was said.
Right.
And the person who I'm blaming for, and you know, they did an interview with Alex Anthopoulos, and he's clearly devastated. I mean, he was holding back tears the entire time when we signed, because we traded for Matt Olson,
right?
Who was a great player.
Right.
I wanted a fantastic player in his own right.
Right.
I will say, a lot of great players have had a history of coming to Atlanta and not being great anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I can rattle off some players. I mean, B.J. Upton, Dan Ugla, Derek Lowe, Nate McClouth. I mean, do I need to keep going? J.D.
No.
Drew.
No. Oh, yeah.
A lot of these guys are supposed to be great. Pull. But nothing but the best for Matt Olson. He's a Georgia boy. He's hopefully going to come in and do great. But, Yeah, I mean, it was clearly a tough decision for Anthopoulos to make, to have to pull the trigger on this trade and end the Freeman era. But I don't, and I think he's in a tough spot also, because if it doesn't work, it's going to look bad on him.
Yeah.
But I think the person I'm blaming for this is Liberty Media.
So
Liberty Media is incredibly cheap.
So I want to ask, and maybe you know, you talked a little bit about it, but I want to know some of the more details if you know them. Like, what was, it seemed as though Freddie wanted to stay. And
from everything that he said, it seems like it
was. What was the difference? What is the difference between what was offered him from Atlanta and what he ultimately
signed
for?
So from what has been reported, we offered him, I believe, 140 over 5 years, and he got 160 over 6 years in LA.
So $20 more million in another year.
Yeah, which
basically one more year.
What he wanted was the one more year deal.
One more year deal.
And I think that was a big sticking point for him.
Why was that big? Why was that so big for him?
Well, you know, when you're his age,
is he 32 something like that?
Yeah, and I mean, he is right in the middle to maybe tail end of his prime when it comes to like averaging how primes usually go. So this is his last contract.
Right.
This is his last big contract. So he wanted to kind of,
you can't blame him for wanting an extra $20 million. Right?
No. And like having a guaranteed place to play in a year. I mean, because the market for a, what would he be? 38 year old.
It's not very, with the DH coming to both.
Yeah, and that's why I thought, you know, a 6 year deal wouldn't have been that much to spring for Liberty Media.
We know you're listening. We appreciate you.
Sell the team to Arthur Blank, Liberty Media, if you're listening.
Yes, please.
Y'all don't need it. It
would be great if Arthur Blank just owned every.
That would be awesome. It would be awesome. He would spend money. They just had record breaking profits and won't spend money.
They just won the World Series and won't spend money.
Yeah, and I mean, they're a publicly traded company, so, and they had record-breaking profits.
Well, that's what we should do, is buy all their stocks. Let's start a campaign right here on Big Sad Fun. Guys, you send us money, we will buy stock in Liberty
Media.
Liberty Mutual?
Liberty Media. I don't even know what they do. I think they just own the Braves. Like, I'm not really sure what their company is.
We were going to liberate them from whoever owns them now, and we are going to take over.
But, and so, while I was sad about the whole Freddie thing,
it sounds like there's somebody new coming to town.
Which is
we're losing one hero for and gaining another.
So I thought you were saying, going back to Matt Olson, I'm like, yeah, we're going to talk about him. What are you doing? But so usually whenever a team that I like is doing something I don't like, it's like, all right, screw them. I'm going to focus on this other team that I like.
Right.
So I go over
to
the Falcons.
Out of teams in Atlanta.
I go over to the Falcons. And I will say overall, I think Anthopoulos has had a great offseason. We brought in a lot of great players. I think we're in a good spot.
Okay.
I go over to the Falcons, and we're trading for Deshaun Watson.
Sounds like you're in negotiations for it.
And Deshaun Watson has a lot of allegations that we don't need to hash out here. This isn't the place.
This isn't the place for that, although it is the sad segment of Big Sad Fun.
But, I mean, some pretty nasty allegations. So that alone makes me not want him here.
Yeah.
I don't want a guy that's accused of being all... I don't think that many women are making it up.
Right.
But
clearly something's going on.
I don't want a guy who's doing that representing my team. Right. Now, if we're looking at it from a football standpoint.
What do you even know from football? He hasn't played in a year.
He hasn't played in a year. And
was he really that good before? I don't even remember.
He put up a lot of numbers. He hasn't like won much in Houston, but nobody wins much in Houston. Yeah. So I don't know how But the asking price is seemingly obscene.
What are we looking at?
From what I've read, and obviously this is all according to my sources, so there's no, I have no idea how accurate
it
is.
You have inside sources in the biz, man.
Not these. It's 2 first-round picks, a second-round pick, and Grady Jarrett.
Wow. So that's similar to the Russell Wilson situation. What happens with Matt Ryan in that situation?
And I think he would get thrown in on the deal, but Matt Ryan has a no trade clause. Now, there's somebody else I want to talk about for a second.
Yeah, jump in.
Matt Ryan is a much better human being than I am. And that is what he did last night of put, because his rostered money would have hit in today.
Yeah.
And he said, like, he kicked the can down the road for him. It was like, well, let's delay it till Tuesday.
Right.
To wait for Deshaun Watson thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Are they going to end up just cutting him?
No, I think we're going to trade him.
You can find someone to take that idea, contract. His contract hit this year's like
the well, there'd be a restructuring. We'd probably eat some of it.
Yeah.
But the idea that I've seen that this is the only way I'd be okay with it from a football standpoint is we trade all that to Houston, and then it's a 3-team deal with Indy, and we send Matt to Indy.
Oh, he would do well there.
And then we get picks from Indy.
Yeah.
Preferably all of our picks back. Because I think we are a team with more holes than a block of Swiss cheese.
Yeah, you are.
And I don't think the way to solve that
is to create more holes.
Is to give up draft picks.
Yeah.
Unless if Deshaun Watson is going to rush the passer for us.
I mean, who's he going to throw the ball to?
I mean, yeah.
Who's your receiving? I don't even. You've lost everybody in the last
two receivers on the roster right now, I think.
And you've got nobody to rush the passer.
I don't think that we have a pass rusher.
You're this franchise is getting toward the dumpster.
And that's why I like some of the picks we made last year.
Yeah.
I think Kyle Pitts is a fantastic player.
Yes.
And so I don't think that the way to fix this is, well, let's just go get a good young quarterback and then we'll just deal with the rest later.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's what
Houston did when they got Deshaun in the first place.
Yeah.
And look where they are.
And so I don't think it's the right way to go about doing it. Now, and sadly, it looks like it's going to happen. And I wish that I was strong enough to be like, I'm out. I'm no longer a Falcons fan. But
yeah, it's hard.
That's just not going to happen.
It's in your blood, man.
Yeah. So
this really is like, it's overcast today as we do this. It's sad days here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And you're losing basically two icons from the two major sports here. You're losing Freddie Freeman and probably Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
So
now, if we send Matt Ryan to Houston, I'm done with this franchise.
Oh, wow.
Because
okay.
Matt Ryan has been nothing but a stand-up guy.
You want to see him go somewhere good.
If he's not here, let's put him in Indy.
If he goes to the Colts, they might win the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah. Let's put him somewhere where he can succeed.
Yeah.
No one is winning in Houston.
Nobody ever.
I mean, if you think
we go ahead and declare right here, right now, Houston will never win a World Series.
They won't.
They will definitely won't. They'll never win a Super Bowl.
Houston Texans will never. I'm sure they'll get it together eventually.
The Astros will, though.
But it's not likely right now. It's not looking likely that they're going to do anything.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss, man.
Well, you know, hopefully it doesn't go through.
This is exactly how I felt when the Cowboys decided to sit Tony Romo and play Dak Prescott.
Yes,
it's
I'm sure.
Exactly
it's very
the same
similar.
Thing.
But then, like, what if also at that point in time, the Cubs were like, no, obviously the time.
They won the World Series that year. So.
But, yeah, I'd say the timeline doesn't work here, but what if they're like, we're getting rid of Sammy Sosa?
Yeah, you know.
At the same time when they were like, Tony Romo, you're sitting. And then the Cubs were like,
no, that's great. That is a great analogy.
And that's what's going on in my head.
I feel you, man. I feel you.
I'm a tortured soul. But then it's like, what am I supposed to, like, what am I going to pay attention?
What are you
like,
going to do? MLS,
current events, those are also depressing. Like,
if I turn away from the sports page, it gets even worse.
Yeah,
so,
there's nothing.
There's nothing to hold on to. Edward,
yeah, but I digress.
Friends, tweet out some things that are happy that Edward can focus on and think about during these dark times here in Atlanta. And with that, we're going to leave that behind.
Yes.
And move back toward our fun and try to have a little fun here for Edward.
Oh, yeah. This is very fun.
what we want to do here is go ahead and quickly go through the first round of our bracket here, and then we're going to put it up on Twitter, and you guys can tell us what we got right or wrong, but then hopefully participate as well in the second round and third round and going forward.
So to save time here, you want to just move all the one seeds up?
Yeah. So, let's do these... let's kind of alternate, but yeah, absolutely. So Rocky beat Slapshot.
Yeah. And then,
remember the Titans.
Yeah. That beats Little Giants. Sorry, Little Giants.
Hey, Little Giants.
And
good game.
Hey, you made it to the dance.
You made it to the dance. We'll go ahead and
we'll say
remember the Titans won that in overtime.
Yeah. We'll give them that. It was, Hoosiers
Air Bud. Beats Air Bud.
Sorry, puppy.
Sorry, puppy. Gonna have to put you down. Oh,
oh Jesus.
Oh, man.
That got
and,
dark.
And Field of Dreams.
Beats Benchwarmers. Good. Rob Schneider. Good movie.
That was a blowout, by the way. All right. then we got 2 versus 15. Caddyshack versus Wrestler. I'm going to go ahead and say Caddyshack, man.
That's a close one for me.
Yeah.
I enjoy the Wrestler, but Caddyshack's an all-timer, man.
Caddyshack's an all-timer, man. Then we got Rudy versus North Dallas 40. That's actually a really good matchup, and that would be a 15 that could actually upset a 2, but Rudy wins that.
I mean, Rudy's arguably – I mean, you could put it in the one seed. Now, I will say the one thing that hurts Rudy is how terrible a person Rudy – the real Rudy Rudiger seems to be.
We try to keep that out of it, though.
Yeah.
Sean Astin, the guy who plays Rudy, is amazing, right?
Fantastic job.
Samwise Gamgee, man.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh, man. All right. So then we'll go down to White Men Can't Jump, our 2 versus Celtic Pride, the 15. White Men Can't Jump.
That's a close one, but I'm going to go White Man.
Okay.
Right. But that's a very – that's closer, I think, than
That's like a Kentucky losing right there.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kentucky fans.
But, I mean, yeah, that's a
– All right. Here's the one that actually could be the upset. Major League versus For Love of the Game. This is hard for me.
So
I love Kevin Costner baseball movies.
I do too. And for love of the game, I
mean, I love this one. I love how he ends the whole thing, the perfect game, John C. Reilly.
Yeah, and it's so good.
And Major League is good.
But I think you gotta go. I mean, all right, okay.
Oh, what are we gonna do?
Okay. If we're thinking what is a better movie,
yeah.
I think For Love of the Game is a better movie.
Okay.
What depicts even that? Eesh.
What's a better, what depicts a baseball movie?
What depicts like playing baseball better? I mean, I think For Love of the Game does a lot more of the off the field stuff better.
It's a, it's a romance drama.
Movie. Yeah, well, and there's some romance
but
in
it. But it pairs it with the baseball and how he's pitching the game. It's like how he's pitching his life. And he's coming back from that injury.
You know
it's
what?
It's the last game he's ever going to play.
I'm going to go For Love of the Game.
Oh, yes.
I love Major League.
Oh.
Such a good movie.
Oh, you know what's funny here? We just had this whole conversation, and Major League's not the 2 seed.
We
edited our bracket.
Yeah.
And our that's great. Our 2 seed's the Natural, and the Natural wins. Doesn't it? All right. Let's have the same conversation. But now it's the Natural.
The Natural's, that's a tough one. For Love of the Game is a really good movie.
It is. And we just talked about how much we love it, but it can't ups. Oh, man. Maybe we threw this on the Twitter.
Yeah.
The Natural versus For Love of the Game.
Put a T on that one.
We need your help. We don't know. I'm thinking The Natural, but you want to go For Love of the Game.
But The Natural, okay, you know what?
Come on.
That scene alone puts it over.
Let's do it. The Natural. Yeah. All right. Never mind Twitter. We got it.
That's a tough one.
It is. I hate to see, because we just made a great argument for Love of the Game.
Yeah.
That's what makes this fun, though. All right.
Now, with the original Major League Love of the Game.
Yeah. For Love of the Game would have upset Major League.
Yes.
Just to keep that in mind. But we did reseed this. And it would have been For Love of the Game versus the Natural in the next round anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry for Love of the Game. You're great. I think
that's clearly,
I think Kevin Costner's got another chance here.
That's the best 15 seed.
That's a pretty good one. All right, then we move on to the 3 seeds. We've got Happy Gilmore versus MVP. Now, you have to make a case to the MVP. You had to make a case for MVP to even be in this tournament.
That being said, Happy Gilmore is an all-timer.
Uh-oh, Happy learned to putt. All right, we're going to go with Happy Gilmore then.
MVP is awesome. You know, if you ever want to see a monkey swing in a hockey club.
I love that you fought so hard to get MVP in the tournament, and then you immediately say, it's out.
It ran into a buzzsaw there.
It did. Happy Gilmore's one of my favorite movies as a kid. All right, let's see. The 3 over here, we got Jerry Maguire versus Necessary Roughness. Jerry Maguire's a better movie.
Mm-hmm.
Necessary Roughness is funny. It's great. I don't even know if you've seen this movie. I'm fine with going with Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
And then our 3 seed in the basketball is Space Jam versus The Air Up There. Space Jam is one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Air Up There was really good, but, I mean, Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Sorry, Air Up There.
You did good. Welcome.
So you need to see Air Up There. It's a very good movie. I think.
I think I've seen it.
I saw it when I was pretty young, so I might have been jaded and just like, hey, look, basketball. That's fun.
Hey, basketball's fun. We're playing basketball. All right, 4 seed. The Karate Kid versus The Fighter.
Two fighting movies.
Karate Kid is an all-time classic movie. Everybody wanted to take karate. See, here's how I'm going to do this. When you see Karate Kid as a kid, you want to do karate. Like, you go out and you start kicking
things.
When you see The Fighter, you don't want to go out and be a boxer.
No.
So
I'm going to go Karate Kid. And also, better movie.
Yeah.
because of, I'm going to put it over because of the Miyagi. Miyagi.
Wax on, wax off.
But the Korean War stuff. I think that adds another level of depth.
Wow, yeah, okay. All right, I'm with you. All right, so the Karate Kid wins that fourth seed. The fourth seed over here, we got Friday Night Lights versus The Replacements. Friday Night Lights is a way better movie. But
Replacements is fun.
Falco, man. Johnny Falco. You got Gene Hackman in that
movie.
I'm
going to go Replacements.
I think I am too.
Yeah.
Friday Night Lights.
Good movie.
Good movie. Great TV show.
Very good TV show.
But you got to bring your A game.
Hey, get you one of these. Get you one of these. The dad with like the state championship ring.
Yep. All right. Fourth seed in the basketball region. He Got Game versus Above the Rim. I'm going He Got Game.
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah.
We're going with Jesus there. And Denzel, man. All right. Five seed in the other category. We have Mighty Ducks versus Cool Runnings. And this is
these are two of my favorite movies.
Yeah, no. This is a nostalgia pull right here.
I think we gotta go Twitter on this one.
All right, let's throw this to Twitter.
Yeah.
So our 5-12 in the other, Mighty Ducks versus Cool Runnings. Guys, we need your help. We can't make this decision.
No.
So we'll throw that to you guys. 5-12 in our football region. We got Any Given Sunday versus We Are Marshall. Both good movies. I think I prefer Any Given Sunday. Do you have a preference?
So there's one part of We Are Marshall that I really like, but Any Given Sunday's the We Are Marshall scene with Bobby Bowden.
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
If you want to go We Are Marshall, I'll back you on that one.
Maybe. Yeah, we're gonna go We Are Marshall.
Oh, let's go Marshall. Any Given Sunday. Sorry about that, Al Pacino, but you didn't make it, dude. We Are Marshall. All right, good deal. Our 5-12 in the baseball. Let's go jump to baseball. Bull Durham versus The Rookie. I think that's Bull Durham.
Yeah.
And we didn't do our 4 seed there either.
Moneyball.
Moneyball beats Mr. Baseball.
Yeah. We're kind of cruising.
Yeah, we're cruising. We're doing good. All right, our 6 seeds. Here we go. 6 seeds. Talladega Nights versus Dodgeball. That's might be another
Twitter
throw. All right, we'll throw that one to Twitter. Man, that is a matchup. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Hey, first your last.
Man. Then we got the Waterboy versus Leatherheads. I'll go Waterboy.
Yeah, I'll go Waterboy, yeah.
Man, I hope we have a Kevin Costner versus Adam Sandler championship.
They both make the best sports movies.
Then down here we've got A League of Their Own versus Angels in the Outfield. That's a big one. League of Their Own, I think, is better.
Oof.
But Angels in the Outfield is classic.
Twitter.
Kids movie. All right, Twitter. Yeah, we're gonna have some Twitter action to our 4 followers.
I'm gonna get us at least 5.
Basketball. We've got Basketball Diaries versus Love and Basketball. I think I would go with Love and Basketball here.
I'm gonna go Love and Basketball as well.
Okay. And then our 7s. So we go back up here to the other category. Our 7. 10 Cup versus Miracle. I'm going 10 Cup.
Yeah, 10 Cup. That's a close one, though.
It is close. It's closer than we're making it out as we.
Because I think Miracle is very good.
Then we got The Longest Yard versus Brian's Song, which is ranked in the 10th. Do you want to laugh or do you want to cry? What are you feeling? You're crying a lot today.
So let's go Longest Yard.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I love Brian's Song, but I need to be happy.
Any other day, Brian's Song would have pulled the upset.
Yeah, man. That's,
but not
that,
today.
Those that's couldn't be more up. Polar opposite movies.
That's a good matchup. All right, and then down in the baseball, we have Major League versus Rookie of the Year. We already made a great case for
Major League. Yeah.
Can you imagine being in the middle of a basketball game and then all of a sudden they come out and say, "Hey, actually, we got the seeds wrong. You're losing this one. We're going to go ahead and throw you in over here against this other team." That's exactly what happened to Major League. All right, and then we got Hoop Dreams versus Semi Pro. I'm going Semi Pro.
Yeah.
All right, 8 seed. This is our final one. 8 seed, we've got Raging Bull versus Creed. This is This is a huge matchup. I want us to actually decide this one because Raging Bull is the better movie, and it's a good movie. We talked about this. I watched it recently for the first time,
Raging Bull,
too long ago. Yeah, and it was good. It's Martin Scorsese. Kind of resurrected his career, but and what's his name? De Niro.
It's funny that it's Scorsese, De Niro versus
Stallone.
Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Those are two directors who always have their lead picked out.
Yeah, yeah. That is true.
I think Creed, man,
Creed is good.
That first fight scene, the first fight, where it's all one shot.
Yeah,
I mean that is just like
that's pretty amazing.
That's pretty impressive.
Pretty amazing. But Raging Bull is a classic.
Raging Bull is a classic,
and it's like ranked like the fourth best movie of all time by the AFI. So think about this.
Jeez.
I haven't seen
Raging Bull in a while.
So in order to make this maybe make this easier, we can say Raging Bull wins, but Creed continues on in the form of Rocky, because I mean, it's kind of like a Rocky sequel
anyway,
right?
Yeah.
We'll give it to Raging Bull. That was a hard one. That's good.
That, yeah.
8-9 over here, The Blind Side versus Varsity Blues. This one is where we would say we were going to have some differences, because you love The Blind Side and I love Varsity Blues. I do not want your life. You probably never even seen Varsity Blues.
I've seen Varsity Blues.
Okay. It's got a girl covered in whipped cream.
Okay. I'm still going Blind Side, man. It's a good story. Michael Orr.
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you just because it is a...
The shot here.
Sandra Bullock won the best actress for this movie.
Yeah. She did awesome.
I like how you're like, there's no argument to be made there. All right, I'll give it to you, man. Ah, Varsity Blues. Sorry, buddy. They have a teacher who's a stripper. You can tell I watched this movie when I was 15.
Yeah.
Really liked it. All right, and then our 8-9 in the baseball. We got Bad News Bears versus 42. Bad News Bears is a great movie.
42
is
a fantastic
really
story.
Good.
I mean, I think the Jack Robinson story is awesome.
Yeah.
And I think Chadwick Boseman did an amazing job as
did. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as Jackie Robinson. I mean, his ability.
I forgot that it was Chadwick that was did that.
But I mean,
Bad News Bears is just
Bad News Bears is just
too
classic.
Good. It's
yeah.
too good. All right, let's go with Bad News Bears.
And I think the baseball kind of looks a little better in Bad News Bears.
You know, that reminds me of a movie we totally forgot about. Hardball. Remember
Hardball
with Keanu Reeves?
God, that movie's awesome.
Oh.
We'll figure something out to do with Hardball.
All right, we'll figure something out. All right, and then I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like a Bad News Bears-esque kind of movie. Like Bad News Bears and
a little
and
more intense.
Mighty Ducks thrown together with a murder.
Yeah.
Okay, 8-9, Blue Chips versus Teen Wolf. I'm going to go Teen Wolf, even though
I'm going to go Blue Chips.
Are you?
Yeah.
Let's go Blue Chips, just because it's an actual basketball movie.
Yeah, yeah.
When we do our horror movie breakdown, or when we do our movie monster bracket,
Team Wolf
will return.
Yeah, I mean that's seed one.
All right, cool.
I think that's all of it.
We did our 5-12 in basketball. Coach Carter or like Mike?
Those are two such good movies. I mean, I have to go Coach Carter. Eesh. What are you thinking?
Yep, I'll go with that.
All right. Like Mike's pretty awesome, though. If you haven't seen Like Mike, please do.
Just want to make sure we fill this out. So we threw that one to Twitter. Somehow we missed Sandlot versus Pride of the Yankees. I'm going Sandlot there, even though Pride of the Yankees is like fantastic.
I'm going Sandlot, too.
Yeah. All right, that's all of it. We've got three of them we're going to throw to Twitter. Mighty Ducks versus Cool Runnings, Talladega Knights versus Dodgeball, and A League of Their Own versus Angels in the Outfield. Guys, we need your help on those.
Yeah.
We will publish this up on Twitter in a nice little format, and I'm looking forward to how this is going to work out.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I kind of have an idea of where we might end up, but this is going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
We got some solid one seeds.
There's a lot of... next week we can talk some college basketball, and
we'll get all into all of that as well. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.
You do the same.